Thank you for joining Radio Bulgaria's podcast.
Do you know which of Bulgaria's ethnographic regions is most colourful? The answer is northern Bulgaria, where the Danube River plain unfolds its fertile lands, reaching up to the shores of the Black Sea. There are several villages amidst the wheat and maize fields stretching out as far as the eye can see, with Razgrad right in the middle. This is the capital of Kapanci, a small ethnographic group, people who like to say about themselves that their bloodline goes back to the oldest Bulgarians, that the language they speak is the most ancient, that their folklore is the most authentic, their yogurt and their banitsa tastiest. Once upon a time, this land, as flat as a pancake, was covered with impenetrable woodland, where wild beasts would prowl and highwaymen would lay ambush to travelling merchants. That is why people gave it the name Deliorman, in Turkish, Crazy Forest. Later, after the liberation from Ottoman rule in 1878, it came to be known as Ludogorje, derived from the words crazy and forest in Bulgarian. Until the mid-20th century, the forest here was so dense that the villages were entirely cut off from the outside world. Later, logging began on such a scale that the face of this part of the country changed forever. Where shady forests once reached up to the sky, farming land now stretches to the horizon. The people of the 15 towns and villages here proudly demonstrate their bizarre traditions. Starting with the Kapan dialect, no one else can understand, and the vivid local folklore, and ending with the unique rituals performed at weddings on Todorovden, that is, St. Todor's Day, and Lazarovden, St. Lazarus Day. We learn intriguing facts about local culture at the Museum of Ethnography in Razgrad, where different ancient rituals are reenacted. Visitors here can marvel at the authentic Kapan costumes with their delicate embroidery in red and black, depicting plants, birds and people. The courtyard of the museum is used to display the old tanks in which rakia was distilled, while old men dressed in traditional Kapan outfits invite tourists to take a sip. The locals are definitely proud of their roots and traditions. Razgrad municipality has put in place an ambitious tourist program.
В Разград е етнографското най-старото население на България – капанци. Има такива изследвания, че капанците са наследници на
Разград region is inhabited by the oldest ethnographic group in Bulgaria, says Tanya Todorova from Razgrad municipality. Some researchers say that Kapanci are heirs to the men who came to these lands with Khan Asparuh, making them direct descendants of the founders of the Bulgarian state. It is because until recently they lived in a closed community that they have managed to keep their traditions alive, says Tanya Todorova. If you are to go to the ethnographic complex on a feast day, you're sure to get a taste of the typical banitsa, called here gyuzlemi, which some bake in a skillet and others fry. One more local specialty you must try is the homemade yogurt. We make the best banitsa, while our yogurt has no equal, says Tanya Todorova. Once, Kapanci would choose their daughters-in-law by their ability to make yogurt. Nowadays, one whole festival is dedicated to yogurt. This year, it is taking place from June the 22nd to the 24th.
Прочутото капанско кисело мляко, то е по древна рецепта, съхранена от прадедите. То е уникално по вкус и аромат.
An ancient recipe inherited from our ancestors is used to make the famed Kapan yogurt, Tanya Todorova goes on to say. It has a unique flavor and is so thick that if you turn the pot upside down, it will still stay in place. The festival is now so popular and attracts many visitors. We have different reenactments and also a bazaar of traditional Bulgarian handicrafts like weaving, pottery, jewellery, furs. Many of our local Kapan folklore ensembles present the traditional local music. Razgrad municipality organises a host of cultural events, with an emphasis on festival tourism, financed under different European operational programmes, and bringing in a growing number of tourists. On Enyuvden, Midsummer's Day, the 24th of June, there will be demonstrations of magical Kapan practices in the ethnographic museum courtyard. One event people eagerly look forward to is the annual cultural heritage festival called the White Nights of Razgrad, taking place in July. The festival features a string of events and culminates in spectacular reenactments of Thracian and Roman rituals and legends amidst the ruins of the Roman settlement Abritus.
Thank you.